The Chemical Reporter.
Hi again, it's me, Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. Today's question is, what gives a rubber band its elasticity? If you stretch a rubber band and then release it, it snaps back into its original shape. As you probably know, rubber has elastic properties, which is why it's also called an elastomer. However, the natural state of caoutchouc, or raw rubber, is exactly the opposite of elastic. It's plastic, which means that it can be shaped and formed like putty. Originally, caoutchouc could only be obtained from the sap of the rubber tree, but nowadays it can also be produced synthetically. If you stretch a lump of it into a string, it doesn't snap back, it stays that way. When you heat it up, caoutchouc also quickly gets sticky, and when you cool it down, it gets brittle fast. A rubber band made of raw caoutchouc would therefore be useless. And lots of other things wouldn't work either if you made them only out of rubber in its raw form. Among them, car tires and balloons. You therefore have to turn the raw material, caoutchouc, into a substance that has the characteristics you observe in a rubber band. The American inventor Charles Goodyear was the first to accomplish that. In 1839, while he was experimenting with caoutchouc and sulfur, he heated the two together and voila, a new material was born. It later became known as vulcanized rubber, a name inspired by what occurs inside a volcano. Vulcanization transforms plastic caoutchouc into elastic rubber. Chemically, caoutchouc is made up of polymers, long chains of molecules that aren't bound to one another. But if you stir in some sulfur and subject the mixture to some high pressure and a lot of heat, a change takes place. The sulfur molecules create fixed bridges between the freely rotating polymers in the caoutchouc. One effect of this chemical change is that the caoutchouc becomes elastic. It turns into what we nowadays call rubber. If you stretch a rubber band and then release it, then the sulfur molecules pull the cross-linked polymers right back into their starting position. If you want to turn a lump of caoutchouc into a balloon, all you need is a little sulfur and the right production line. The same goes for vulcanized rubber tires. After a while, though, rubber made this way gets brittle and porous. That's because oxygen in the atmosphere attacks the sulfur bridges over time. To prevent that from happening, modern producers also add protective materials known as antioxidants to the mix to bind with the oxygen first. That makes a rubber band that is able to stretch and snap back many, many times. But with or without antioxidants, at some point, every old rubber band has to be laid to rest. Just like this podcast. That's all for now. Join me again next time. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.